Welcome to the longest running real estate talk show in the North Bay, The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Mike is here every Sunday morning at 9 with tips on buying and selling your home, information on the loans to look for and the ones to avoid. Throughout the Real Estate Hour, call in and ask your questions direct to Mike. And now, the man whose first words were location, location, location. Here's Mike Kelly.
Good morning, Sonoma County. Mike Kelly, it is the Real Estate Hour, heard every Sunday right here on the news. Oops, what am I? I'm going in and out here.
You look fine on that one. Make sure your headphones are in right.
My headphones are plugged in. Uh-oh. I'm plugged. Am I plugged in?
Seem to be.
I'm not working. I'm not hearing myself.
Now, let's try some other headphones.
There we go. Well, what'd you do?
I didn't touch it. I'm innocent.
You're innocent. Oh, there we go. Now I'm back at. Okay, that works. Okay, good. I can hear myself. Okay. Well, let's start all over. Welcome to the Real Estate Hour.
It is important for you to hear yourself.
Well, you know it is. It's just one, because it's, if I didn't hear myself, would I be really speaking? If a tree crashes and whatever. Okay, the good morning once again to the Real Estate Hour, heard every Sunday right here on the News and Talk of Sonoma County. I'm Mike Kelly, your host for today and for most of the time. And thanks to Keith Becker last week, of the general manager at Dee Dee's Rentals, for filling in on me, filling in for me. And he had a...
You miss a week and...
I'm just gone. Forget it. It's just, let's just start all over again. I'll go back out and come back in. But thanks, Keith, for doing that. You did a great job. I was here in town. I was trying to get out of town, but I had a bunch of work I had to do. So it was great for him to do the hour for me so I could do some other things, not have to come down here and interrupt me trying to get out of town. So I went up to Trinity County, which we go every year. We go to Bonanza King Resort, which is on Coffee Creek, which is beautiful. It's right above the Trinity Lake, if you folks know where that Trinity Center up in that area. And it was a little smoky, but after the second day, it kind of cleared up, and after that, it was beautiful. So I go fishing, Joe, the first day. Not the first day, but I think I was there for 2 days, and I decided to go fishing. So I get my beautiful four-piece Walton Paul rod, which is a really nice fly rod to have, and get it all rigged up. And, you know, I'm walking down to the creek over these rocks and everything. So, I drop down one thing, and I go, oh, this is feeling really good, feeling kind of cocky, right? So then I just go scrambling to the next one. Slipped, fell on my butt. I mean, what do they call it? Ass over tea kettle. And ended up getting some lovely abrasions on my, which I will show Joe now. Look at these.
Look at this.
Oh, wow. Yeah. The way you described that, I thought I was going to see something I didn't want to see.
Like what?
You said you fell on your butt.
And
you
Yeah, let me show you that one right here, Joe.
I was thinking, good thing we're not on Facebook anymore.
Well, it wouldn't be Facebook, would it then? No. Anyway, but no, my butt was flying, thank God, because I got a big butt. But I fell on my beautiful four-piece Walton Powell rod, which is now a five-piece because I broke it too. Thank God I always carry at least two or three other fly rods with me. But it was one of those things where, I've been going out there for, gosh, forever. And I used to run around those rocks and everything and bounce off of them and everything. And now I'm realizing that, the flesh is willing, the brain's not right there anymore. Yeah. So I won't be doing that anymore. But that was my first little, I put thought up again. I'm laying there on these rocks going, okay, what if you already hurt yourself? Who's going to find you here? I'm up on the river someplace. Anyway, but that was my first start of my vacation. But it was nice. It was very peaceful and quiet up there. Hardly anybody at the resort because, it's they're up there now because of Labor Day. But before last week, it was pretty quiet. So it was very nice. And beautiful weather, too. So we're going to have an open house today. And we're kind of doing it in shifts. We have a property at 220 2929 West Creek Lane, and that's over in the southwest area of Santa Rosa off of Pear Blossom. You take Stony Point to Pear Blossom, make a right, and then you go down to 2922 West Creek Lane, make a left, and then follow it. It's right on the corner of West Creek and Lane, and it's right across from the open space area over there. So it's a big corner lot. You know, the folks have done a fabulous job getting it ready for the marketplace. It's two stories. It's 589.5, and it's 2,193 square feet, basically 2,200 square feet. Four bedroom, three baths. Really well done. I had our good friend Vern Nelson of Every Angle Photography go out there last week and shoot some great shots. So if you want to check it out, you can, if you just Google that address, 2929 West Creek Lane, you'll probably see it on the Tour Factory, which is the virtual tour site I use, and there's some beautiful photos in there. Or just come by today between noon and 4. We have a special kind of hours today between noon and 2. Lorna Korak will be there, and she's an agent who's been holding some of my properties open. She's a great agent. She'll be there between noon and 2, and then I'll be there between 2 and 4. So I get the late shift. So when are the Niners on?
That's not till next week.
When do we start?
Next Sunday, a week from today.
I thought pro football season started today.
No, the preseason was, the last game was Thursday, so everybody has a week and a half off, and they start next.
Next.
Thank God the preseason is over.
Yeah, right, I know. But anyway, so I will be out there today, like I said, between 2 and 4, but it'll be held open between 12 and 4, and that's 2929 West Creek Lane. Come out and see either myself, I will be there 2 to 4, or Lorna Korak, who will be there noon to 2. Great property. Need to get it sold. They have purchased another home, and this is what we call a sale of the contingency of their property. So we need to get that in escrow as soon as we can. Most of the listings I have right now, we're getting offers on them, which is good to see. The couple of properties that need some help is 1120 Hexham Avenue. That was the one that I was standing in the gigantic living room in the Press Democrat about 2 weeks ago when I was in the. You didn't see me on the front page of the PD.
I missed that.
How did you miss that, Joe?
And somebody else mentioned it too.
Aha. Anyway, so
actually, it was before last Sunday, right?
Yeah, I think it was 2 weeks ago.
Right? Yeah, because the guest messaged it last week.
Oh, Keith did, yeah.
He did.
Yeah, and but that's the room I was standing in, and we reduced the price down to $699.5 on that property. And it's a big house. It's 2,335 square feet. And for that price point right now in the northeast area of Santa Rosa, it's just over the hills from Hidden Valley. Matter of fact, the best way to get there is just go up Hidden Valley. You make a left, I think it's on Northwood, and then, you know, follow Hexham down to the property. You know, big house, really interesting, needs some work, but still pretty motivated sellers want to get that property sold. And if you wish to see that, it's vacant. You can always call me. I'll meet you over there to show it to you, or your agent can take you over to the property. And that's 1120 Hexham Avenue in Santa Rosa. If you want to get a hold of us, you can give us a call at 636-1350, and you can give us a call if you have any questions regarding real estate, anything that was discussed last week. Again, it was all tenant, landlord kind of chat, so what I heard, it sounded pretty thorough, and Keith always has great advice, and he even brought his attorney with him. He came out of trouble. That's what we need here. We need an attorney to keep me out of trouble.
I do my best at that.
You do. Okay, all right.
So if you missed it last week, it is on the podcast at KSRO under the Mike Kelly page.
You got it. And so we're going to come back and talk about, which we always do this time of the year, because it is college football season. And I watch the the Notre Dame-Michigan game last night. And Michigan, nah, they just don't have it.
And how'd they make it so close?
Yeah, well, you know, and it was just, it's just that both, I mean, initially, Notre Dame just took off and got 2 points on two scores. Yeah. And they were not going to get that back. They just was so hard to get it back. And the last touchdown was kind of a, you know, they just did not look good. Michigan's going to have a tough year.
Yeah, but they did have the ball with a chance to tie with two minutes to go.
Yeah, but you just knew they weren't going to do it.
And then they're
going
to fumble it away.
Yeah, I know, yeah. So it just didn't look good. And they were kind of platooning quarterbacks, and I guess that poor kid was having all sorts of cramping issues and everything. And anyway, Harbaugh better get going here. He didn't have a good season last year. He's what, 10-8 or something like that? Or he was pretty bad last year.
9-3. They only played 12 or 13 games.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Yeah, 9-3 is a bad season.
Yeah, yeah. No, not good. Yeah. Okay, well, we'll take a break, come back more with the Real Estate Hour. I'm Mike Kelly. You're listening to the longest running show regarding real estate in the entire nation. I'm positive of that. Three is. Not only the universe.
Do you need your lawyer for that one?
Yes, I better be careful what I say. 636-1350, right back after these words.
The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Mike will be right back with more on KSRO.
The Drive with Steve Jackson.
Congressman Jared Huffman.
If the House has changed hands and Democrats have the power of subpoenas and the power to hold people in contempt of Congress, getting rid of Sessions isn't going to do much.
Afternoons here on FM News Talk Radio, 103.5 and 94.5, KSRO.
If you're selling a home in Sonoma County, you know the fires have changed everything. It's more important than ever to have an agent who really knows the market. That's why you should call Mike Kelly.
It's a different landscape these days. You're dealing with insurance companies, lawyers, inspectors. I can help you get through all of this stuff and sell your home the right way with less hassle.
If you've been affected by the fires, you need the Mike Kelly difference. Let Mike use his Sonoma County resources and connections to get you through all the obstacles and his market knowledge to help you set the right price.
There'll be a lot of homes coming on the market, so now's the time to list yours. Show me your home and I'll show you 3 quick and easy tips to maximize the return on your investment, even if you don't use me.
If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you've got to call Mike. Find Mike at MikeKelly.com or call Mike at 707-322-8503, 707-322-8503.
Sonoma County's local news, weather, and traffic station, FM News Talk, KSRO, 103.5, 94.5.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly on KSRO. Now, here's more with Mike.
We are back. Good morning. Thank you. Turn the music down. I can't hear myself think, for God's sake. Now I can't hear myself think at all. Okay, well,
again?
It's doing it again. Yeah, it's cutting out. Yeah. What did you do? You pressed it. See that button to the left over there? Push that one, that second one. No, there you go. That's better. That's good. Yeah.
Well, that turns mine on.
Yeah, well, you turn me off.
Let's try this. Is that better?
What? No, I'm cutting out now. I'm cutting out. Why am I cutting out? Now I'm not. There we go. Nope. Anyway, so good morning. This lovely new board we have.
I can hear you.
Yeah, but I'm cutting out. I'm like, okay, that's fine. Whatever you did, leave it alone. Okay. So this is college football season, and we always talk about the wipeout of the week. And we were in the 70s, weren't we?
Oh, we had a few 70s, and we had a dramatic rally, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, check this out. Fresno State scored 21 fourth-quarter points.
Wow.
To beat Idaho, 79-13.
Holy Toledo.
So they edged out Ohio State by 2 points to get
Wait,
the
beat
high.
Wait, they beat 79-13?
The Fresno State beat Idaho 79-13.
Then they didn't have to rally at all.
Well, they rallied to beat Ohio State 77. Ohio State had the most points of the day. See,
stay
with me here.
All right, here we go.
Although
all right.
Oregon State scored 31 against Ohio State, and they still lost the game by six touchdowns.
Oh, my. Are you kidding?
Yeah, Ohio State beat them 77-31.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So that was the dramatics of the weekend. Fresno State scoring three touchdowns, so they get the most points.
Well, there was that one college. You know, you wonder about these colleges sometimes. Like Mississippi State would play Stephen F. Austin. It must be an Austin, Texas thing or something.
Yeah, it's definitely from Texas, like, but it's not a Division I team.
No, you know, it's probably not. They probably disbanded the last week. They lost 63-6, you know, so that's kind of like embarrassing. Oh, my gosh, 63-6. It's one of those games, the sacrificial, there's always the sacrificial lambs, you know, when they, these
yeah,
big.
Well, that's what the first week is for most teams.
Yeah.
Now, there was a couple good
except
games.
Except for Michigan and Notre Dame. Yeah.
And Auburn and Washington. That was a really good game, and they're already talking about. Oh, my God, it's September. Well, it wasn't even September yet. Oh, yeah, it was just September yesterday. Well, they're already talking about the championship game in January. And
oh,
I'm sitting there going,
come
please.
On, please. Yeah. Let's not get too ahead of ourselves. Okay, well, that's your wipeout of the week. And Joe and I like to play around with that. We've been doing this for a long time. So,
and they're easy to find most of the time.
Most of the time.
Especially in the opening weeks.
And my wife, we have this huge TV now, right? So I can see, like, I can read what's on the TV, all right? Like box scores, all this kind of stuff. And she was watching they were rattling off the scores at the bottom of the screen. She goes, "Oh, there's a 70!" You know. And,
so you got her under a look,
oh, yeah,
too.
Yeah, she's looking too.
I must admit, I keep an eye open for those too. But sometimes they got so much on the screen, you can almost see the football game.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, so some of them get pretty carried away. Yeah. All right, let's get back to real estate here. This is a real estate show. So the August sales are kind of what we anticipated. We're not really going to get too much in depth about them because it's only just the first of September. And what happens is that a lot of the sales are kind of languishing right now until the agents get around to reporting them. So the first week of the month, they're still reporting a lot of the closed sales. But at first blush, you know, it's what I was anticipating. The sales are down dramatically. I don't think we're going to have a month where we had in excess of 500 sales. The only month we've had in the last, going back a year, was in August of last year, where that was the last 500 plus sale month, for the Sonoma County. We had two last year, and they were both in the summer months. I think it was June and August. But this year we've had none, and it's been pretty chintzy out there when it comes to sales. The median home price, you know, it was up about 8% over last year at this time. So now the median price is $670, far cry from the, you know, $710 we had, a couple of months ago. And this is the kind of the nature of the beast right now. We're just seeing everything is pretty much off. The inventory is increasing. And it's not because there's a whole bunch of people putting homes on the market. It's just that the inventory is not being absorbed. We're not seeing that many sales. So right now, I think we had, according to the latest data, and this will change somewhat, we had 446 sales in August compared to 522 the year before. So you can see we're down about 17%. The off-market listings are not that dramatically different. I think there's like six difference between last year and this year. Last year we had 17. This year we have 23. So it's, you know, like I said, we'll get more into this as we go along, but all the categories are weak. I mean, the new properties are down. Total inventory is creeping up because of the such anemic sales that we have. So what we'll do is we'll watch this and kind of, you know, just see where things are going. You know, the days on the market, are such where, you know, they still, you know, the days on market are down, but the inventory is starting to increase. So you see the month's supply of inventory is creeping up. Nothing that alarming. It's still only 2.5 months. But we're just not getting, you know, those volume of sales that you would anticipate we would be getting. So we shall see what happens in the, you know, in the winter months. It's not going to obviously get any better. But there may be more choice for you, the consumer, because there'll be properties that'll be on the market for a while. You know, like I said, the listings I have right now, we're getting activity, you know, on probably two of them, and I have another one in escrow. We have another sale in escrow, but we need to sell a house. The properties that are languishing seem to be the higher end stuff, or the in the certain price range where there's just, you know, a lot of inventory. That's like that $650 to $1 million price range. Then over the $1 million price range, I ran the $1 million report just for the kind of the heck of it, to see where we were, and that's, you know, down all across the board. So we'll talk about that in more detail, you know, next week, when we have about a week behind us and the sales are finally starting to get going. You know, a lot of people keep asking me, well, is this the bubble? Has it broken? Is the air coming out of everything here? And I'm going, well, you know, right now, the way the market is, it's not the big, huge crash burn kind of stuff, but you can definitely hear that. Now, you know, we need to make the sound of a balloon. Like, we need props. So you need to get a balloon, Joe. Or we need to blow it up and then go, pew! You know, that kind of thing, you know? Because that's what's happening right now. It's the... you didn't think we'd have, sound effects here on the show, huh? But definitely, you know, the market is being deflated a bit. And we're seeing that across the board. And, you know, I was kind of like chastised for saying that in the Press Democrat. And realtors are kind of funny. They're like, well, geez, don't tell everybody the market's not doing good, for God's sake, because they won't buy anything. I go, seriously, really, really? You think I'm going to, like, you know, determine where the market's going? Well, you were on the front page of the PhD, and you were saying this and all that kind of stuff. I'm going, it's just the numbers. You know, and numbers are numbers. You know, and you're going to discourage people from buying. Look at that. Boy, I do like that. Play that again. That's kind of.
Let me put it back. Oh, it changed pages on me.
What?
Oh, the longest
book. That was a good. See if we can do it again. This is live radio, folks. Dead air. Joe's trying to look for the balloon. Oops. That's what.
It's not working for me.
All right. Well, it worked a while ago. So there we go. All right, that's kind of like annoying, you know. Yeah, okay. Well, that's kind of what's going on in the real estate market. Thank you, Joe, for finding that. That's the air being let out of the market. You know, and I always want to know, are we taking a break? Oh, we're there. Okay, well, thanks for that, Joe. That was quick. We're putting on the balloon. All right, I guess we're going to take a break, and I'll be back after the news. This is Mike Kelly. It's the Real Estate Hour.
FM News Talk Radio, North County 103.5, South County 94.5, KSRO.
Just saying that it's got more evidence that a U.S. military airstrike last week in Afghanistan did kill the leader of ISIS in that country, U.S. military officials. First responders are out searching again for 4 people missing out of 16 total after 2 boats collided on the Colorado River yesterday. A dozen are hurt, It happened north of Lake Havasu, that's near California's border with Arizona, says ABC's Marcy Gonzalez.
One person was airlifted to a hospital with what first responders describe as life-threatening injuries. The San Bernardino County Fire Department says the search was suspended overnight, but search teams are getting back out there.
So far, law enforcers in the Netherlands are not giving more details about why they believe the Friday stabbing of two Americans in Amsterdam was terrorism. They've said it's based on what the alleged attacker in custody said when they grabbed him, an Afghan citizen, after he was shot by police. In a couple of hours or so, John McCain's body will be buried at the U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis, Maryland. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
KSRO.
If you're selling a home in Sonoma County, you know the fires have changed everything. It's more important than ever to have an agent who really knows the market. That's why you should call Mike Kelly.
It's a different landscape these days. You're dealing with insurance companies, lawyers, inspectors. I can help you get through all of this stuff and sell your home the right way with less hassle.
If you've been affected by the fires, you need the Mike Kelly difference. Let Mike use his Sonoma County resources and connections to get you through all the obstacles and his market knowledge to help you set the right price.
There'll be a lot of homes coming on the market, so now's the time to list yours. Show me your home and I'll show you three quick and easy tips to maximize the return on your investment, even if you don't use me.
If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you've got to call Mike. Find Mike at MikeKelly.com or call Mike at 707-322-8503, 707-322-8503.
Sonoma County's most accurate, dependable forecast with KSRO's Daniel Trucios.
Sunnier and warmer still for today, topping out at 83, 67 on the coast. Mostly clear skies tonight, low 52, 51 on the shores. Blue skies for Monday at 81, 67 in Bodega Bay. Partly cloudy for Tuesday, though, at 81 degrees, 67 on the coastline. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5. KSRO.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly on KSRO. Now, here's more with Mike.
We are back. Good morning, Mike Kelly. It is the Real Estate Hour, heard every Sunday morning, right here on the News and Talk of Sonoma County, 13 to 50 KSRO, 103.5 FM and 94.5 FM. And you can always listen to us at KSRO.com. And if you missed the show, you can always go to, what is it, the show pages? Is that what they are? Or is it?
Right. The podcast will be up within an hour or so after right. the show at KSRO.com.
There you go.
Scroll through the shows, and actually, you're under the section. It says Ask the Experts.
Right, right.
And there you are.
There I is. Cool. And you can listen to last week's show if you want to hear what Keith had to say. He had some great information on tenant-landlord issues. I know we talked about rent control just a bit, but it was mainly he had an attorney in here kind of advising them, which is always good to have an attorney. That's what I need sometimes on this. You have an attorney sit here and go, well, you can't say that. Don't say that. Why not? Don't say that. Stop that. Okay. Anyway, but we're not there yet. So hold on. So people keep asking me, about, is this the bubble? And I'm kind of going, you know, and they're saying, why did you say that stuff in the PD? You're telling everybody the market's not that good, that it's maybe the air is coming out of the marketplace. It's not, sales are not really that brisk anymore. How you're not going to motivate, you know, buyers or sellers if you talk that way and all that kind of stuff. And my thing is that, look, one of the things we give our clients is the news, good or bad. Okay, it's what we kind of do here on the station, you know, news talk. And when I just chat with a client, they ask me, what's the market like? And the reason I tell them and the reason I like to do market research is that you've got to know where you're at in the marketplace. You know, if you're going to be sitting there, with an overpriced listing because you're not anticipating or know that the market shifted and you're advising your client that everything's just fine, don't worry about it. No, I've got my finger in the dike and we're going to get our price for our property when everything else around you is maybe selling or maybe not selling or reducing their prices, then that's what our clients pay us for. All right. And, number one, we don't get paid until we perform. So we have a what we call a contingent fee position. You know, I don't get paid until I meet that contingency, and it's usually the sale of the property. So my clients want to know what's going on in the marketplace. And if you're sitting there anticipating a certain price and that price point has shifted, then I'm there to tell you, guess what? It shifted. We need to reduce the price, you know, in order to get the property sold. What would you like to do? It's not my decision. It's the seller's decision. And a lot of agents feel it's their decision, you know, too. And they agents have a tendency to get hung up on their price, and they start defending their price and don't really look at the numbers. And I have a tendency to do that myself, but that's why when I look at the numbers every month, it kind of like jogs me into reality and says, hey, you know, you probably need to shift the price on this and make it reflective of what's going on in the marketplace. And knowing that sales are down, all right, should tell a seller that, look, you know, our sales are not all that dramatic right now. Hence that you need to be priced right. You need to look good because there's few buyers out there in the marketplace. And if they're not going to be, you know, stampeding towards your property anymore, then you better make it somehow attractive to them. How can you do that? If you're a seller, you can offer, you know, open it up to more segments of the marketplace. If you can, you can offer it via FHA. Now, there's a lot of folks that, you know, don't like to do that. But in this marketplace where you have diminished sales, and the sales, you know, are off pretty dramatically over last year at this time, so you may want to take that property, and if it's got a, you know, a clean pest report, you feel pretty confident about the condition of the property, then you can go ahead and offer VA or FHA and open up the marketplace to that segment, which has a lot of the times, you know, has been, you know, ignored because of the, you know, the previous nature of the marketplace where things were flying out the door. It's nice to have a cash deal, nice to have a nice fat down payment in a conventional loan where you don't have to worry about, you know, providing Section 1 clearance and all these kind of things. But now that the market has shifted, I think you're going to see, you know, buyers insisting on certain things that they were not getting before. So just, you know, keep that in mind. So that's why, you know, we do the numbers we do, so we can make sure that when you're heavy listing out there, that listing is competitive and that the seller is aware of the marketplace. You know, there are times if the marketplace is sagging dramatically and you start getting less and less sales, it may be the time to take the property off the market and hold it off and put it back on in the spring. There's different schools of thought about that. But, you know, if you've been on the market for quite a while and you've not had a, you know, an offer or have not yet had an acceptable offer, then you need to rethink, you know, what it is you're trying to accomplish by the price you have. There could be things that you can do to the property to make it more attractive. You know, we talked about maybe clearing off the pest report, staging, obviously, doing some repainting, just resituating the property, you know, into the marketplace. All right. So those are the things you need to watch out for. So when I quote the numbers here on the show, I'm doing that because I think you as a seller or a buyer need to know that. If you're a buyer, you know, and there's inventory is increasing, well, number one, you don't have to kill yourself trying to see that new listing that just hit the market. Now, granted, there are properties that when they hit the market, that it could be just incredibly great property in an area where few come on the market, and it's going to have that kind of demand that you've seen previously where you could get multiple offers. But the thing about it is when you're just starting out looking, you know, you may want to go through those properties that have been languishing on the market and make offers, you know. And the key thing here is to make an offer, guys. You know, the answer is no. You know, unless you make an offer, okay, you'll never know that. So, you know, you've got to get out there and present some offers. And if your agent says, "Well, I can't present that offer," you know, then get a new agent. Okay, I mean, with DocuSign and the way we can write offers, they can be done, you know, fairly quickly. And I'm saying, you know, don't make a lowball offer is the way of life. Though, you know, if that's your business plan and you've purchased properties, you know, historically doing that, then obviously it's working for you. But, you know, if you find a house for $1 million and you come in at $800,000, you may not be received very well at the front door. But just be aware of that. But, you know, but it, like if you're 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80 off, you know, that's, you know, it could be, you know, the seller says, fine, look, I want to get rid of this property. That's fine. We'll take the offer. And a lot of agents go, geez, look what they got that property for. Why didn't I offer that price? So a lot of agents, you know, forget that's what we're here for. We're here to, you know, advise our clients, but we're also to, you know, to carry out the fiduciary duty we have with that client. You know, and it's every agent's call if you want to work with a buyer who does nothing but write ridiculous offers, that certainly is your, okay, prerogative. There's no law that states we have to work with those folks. You know, you can say, you know, sorry, I don't work this way, blah, 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 blah. I'm not going to, you know, write offers for you that'll never be accepted because you're coming in low all the time. You know, and you can do that, Gazoon Height. That was Joe sneezing.
That was me.
I thought you were doing another balloon imitation. But so just be aware of that, okay, that you know, the way the market is right now, you know, write an offer. You know, and I always tell the agents, they go, well, geez, well, your price is, I said, write an offer. What are you afraid of? You know, I mean, I haven't, you know, we haven't lost an agent yet who's presented the low offer. I mean, not that I'm aware of. I mean, unless they're burying bodies someplace else of agents who, you know, really write really low offers. But, you know, it, nowadays, you know, you rarely present the offer anyway. So what do you care for? Just give it to me and I'll take this. I'll take the flack on it. But, you know, sometimes I talk to my sellers. I go, geez, you'd think we'd get, like, you know, a lowball offer or something, you know, but it doesn't work sometimes. So I've got one property, you know, right now that I'm just, you know, I'm telling the seller, I said, I think we've missed the marketplace. You know, I think we need to adjust the price. And he goes, I can't. I mean, I need every bit of that to do that. And so at that point, you have to say, well, look, maybe, your exercise is not paid off. You know, maybe it's time, you know, for you to either rethink what you're going to do. You know, it's the old thing about, you know, I said, okay, well, what if you don't get that price? What are you going to do? Well, I guess I'm going to have to stay here. I said, well, fine. And that's your choice. Or you can reduce it and move on, whatever, you know, you want to do. But let's talk about that. Let's get it out front and quit wasting either one of our time. Because sometimes, you know, it's just not going to happen. And that's the reality of the marketplace. You know, that's why there's things called expired listings, because not every property sells. And we have a list every month of properties that do not sell that come up expired in the marketplace. So, you know, if you're thinking about, you know, that, well, gosh, every home sells. No, they don't. All you got to do is just pull up, you know, the properties, you know, that are 30 days plus in the marketplace, 60 days plus, 90 days plus, and you'll see that there are a bunch of them that are out there. So you may want to target those properties first. You know, I mean, there's a whole thing about why look for your dream home when you're first in your first sale. Find a home that you can live with that's in a great area that'll appreciate, and do that instead. Yes, sir.
I was just wondering, how long does it take to get to an expired listing?
Well, usually
on expiring listing, is it 30 days, 60 days?
No, it's usually 90 days. A lot of agents do 180 days. I mean, we're coming off a market where things are selling like boom in 30 days. So, you know, usually the 90 days would suffice for enough time. So let's take a break and come back more with the Real Estate Hour. We'll chat about the bubble. We'll talk about some of the why their delinquencies are at record lows. So that's good for you if you're thinking about, is this market going to burst? Well, we're not seeing it. So we'll take a break, come back more with the Real Estate Hour. I'm Mike Kelly.
The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Mike will be right back with more on KSRO.
The Drive with Steve Jackson.
If those payments were a crime for Michael Cohen, then why wouldn't they be a crime for Donald Trump? That's from Lanny Davis. our good friend, longtime Drive Hall of Famer.
Afternoons here on FM News Talk Radio, 103.5 and 94.5, KSRO.
If you're selling a home in Sonoma County, you know the fires have changed everything. It's more important than ever to have an agent who really knows the market. That's why you should call Mike Kelly.
It's a different landscape these days. You're dealing with insurance companies, lawyers, inspectors. I can help you get through all of this stuff and sell your home the right way with less hassle.
If you've been affected by the fires, you need the Mike Kelly difference. Let Mike use his Sonoma County resources and connections to get you through all the obstacles and his market knowledge to help you set the right price.
There'll be a lot of homes coming on the market, so now's the time to list yours. Show me your home and I'll show you three quick and easy tips to maximize the return on your investment, even if you don't use me.
If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you've got to call Mike. Find Mike at MikeKelly.com or call Mike at 707-322-8503, 707-322-8503.
North Bay play-by-play home of the Golden State Warriors and Oakland Raiders. FM News Talk Radio, 103.5, 94.5, KSRO.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly on KSRO. Now, here's more with Mike.
We are back. Good morning, Mike Kelly. It's the Real Estate Hour, heard every Sunday morning right here on the News and Talk of Sonoma County, 1350 KSRO, 103.5 FM and 94.5 FM, and KSRO.com. And you can always go after the show to the podcast, look for Ask the Expert at KSRO.com, and the show will be there for your listening pleasure. So, we're chatting about the marketplace, what's going on with it, and, you know, is this the big bubble? Is the bubble about to burst, you know, and all that kind of good stuff? And you know, we've discussed it before on the show, but the latest, there's a company called Black Knight, and they track defaults throughout the nation. And there's a website that I subscribe to, which is called Calculated Risk. And if you ever want to kind of check it out, it's a really interesting website. The guy pretty much called the whole disaster we had in 2007 and 2008, and he did it by looking at the numbers. So his clients were getting what his opinion was, you know, pretty much real time. So he's a good guy to watch and monitor, because he's always looking for those little kinks in the market that will decide which way it goes. And normally, you know, when you look at what happened last time, we had an extremely speculative marketplace. Everybody was trying to get into a home. The people could not afford to get into homes, but they were getting into homes because we had real cheap, deceitful money, where we had a lot of people writing loans that shouldn't have been writing loans, people that were getting loans that shouldn't have been getting loans. You know, we've been through all this before. But one of those things also was the dramatic uptick in the default rates. And that was the first big, you know, kind of like, oops, what's going on? And I remember being on the air in that time and watching and listening to the commentators that I had been following, and there were any number of them that were saying subprime loans or default rates are going through the roof, you know. And at that point in history, you know, 2006, 7, 8, around there, default rates, I think the most they would go up would be maybe like 1%. Well, all of a sudden, they looked, you know, and they were like at 4. And they went, whoa, what's going on here? And if you've seen the movie The Big Short, you know exactly what I'm talking about, because they were all anticipating, they were seeing all these default rates, and they're going, hey, we need to short this market because this market's going in the tank. And nobody else they all had a blind eye to it. So in this regard, when I look at the Black Knight numbers, you know, we are at historic lows when it comes to defaults. And there's the only tweakiness we have in the fault rates at all has to do with the natural disaster areas. And those were, you know, Houston and Florida, and also our area, because we're seeing an uptick in defaults, you know, in the fire-prone areas of California. And that's just the natural. It's just things happen, you know, after natural disasters where people, the one of the first things they do is quit making their payment because their house is gone. They're going, okay, why are we making payments here? So then there's an uptick in the default rates. But we're not seeing that, okay, which is good. So it's very isolated, you know, the uptick, and that was just to do with those areas where they had natural disasters. But it's the lowest it's been since March of 2006. So, you know, that's a good thing, guys. So if you're all sitting around going, oh, Mike, this is a bubble, all that kind of stuff. Well, number one, we don't have the speculation. We don't have the number of properties to really speculate. When the market was back in 2007, 2008, we had a bunch of houses were being built and a bunch of people buying those houses. And, I mean, if you looked at the areas that really took it in the shorts, Vegas, the Phoenix area, Florida, you know, Texas, they were building homes like crazy down there, and basically on spec. You know, they were building for families, they were building for an investor, especially in the Phoenix area and the Arizona area in Las Vegas. And you know, Las Vegas continually, I remember when the market, Allison and I went to a class over there, and it was like it was after the big crazy fall period. And they were building houses. We're going, what do you mean you're building houses? You know, they said, we have all these ones you haven't sold yet. They go, yeah, but this market's really good. We're kind of going, okay, where do these people put their head in the sand around here, you know? But so if you're wondering, you know, what equates to a bubble bursting, number one, interest rates. Okay, right now the rates are pretty static. You know, the Fed's kind of on a tear where if inflation does a certain thing, they're going to raise the rates some more to, you know, hold back on the inflation cycle, which is now I think about 2%. We're not seeing that. We're not seeing a huge surge in interest rates. We're not, obviously there's no easy money out there. Everybody who's getting the loan nowadays will tell you there just ain't no easy money. And we don't have a huge speculative amount of homes out there where people can buy and sell and buy and sell. We're just not seeing the numbers. We're not seeing the inventory that would explain that. Inventory is creeping up because we have such horrid sales, you know, this last year that we're just, you're not going to absorb the product. It's going to increase as people put it on the market. So that's why your inventory is going up this year. People and some, you know, financial people are going, oh, look, inventory is increasing. Well, yeah, because nobody's buying anything. So when your houses go on the market, no, they're not buying anything. I mean, they're buying at a much lower level than it would take to absorb the current inventory. So the inventory is starting to build up. So that's kind of what happens. But as far as default rates, that's not happening. So you people are paying your loans, thank you very much, because you qualified, number one. You had to qualify. You weren't, you know, taking, you know, your pulse and saying, yeah, you can fog a mirror, you're okay. We have none of that stuff going around. So all the people that are currently own homes can afford to live there. You know, and right now the issues that are slowing the marketplace is affordability. You know, we are seeing more inventory coming on. We're seeing more new homes coming on the market. The whole fire thing, you know, we don't know if, you know, a lot of those people were going to sell. You know, now they're saying, well, why should I sell when I'm going to have a brand new house to move back to? So that whole marketplace kind of like disappeared. We did have a huge section of the million plus range price point where people were replacing the homes they lost, and they were going to probably be selling this year anyway and moving down. Well, the fire kind of, you know, force their hand on that. So we have a lot of people that were out looking for property. But overall, I think, you know, we've seen the lot sales in Fountain Grove. There's a heck of a lot in the Northeast area for sale. Not that much in Coffee Park because those people are pretty much committed to building. I think the speculation has already come and gone in the Coffee Park area. Up in Fountain Grove, the Northeast area, that's going to be going on for quite a while. So, you know, we just, if you try to figure out the marketplace and where the numbers are coming from, it gets a little more complicated because of the fire issue. And I'm still kind of like racking my brain trying to figure out, okay, you know, these, we have such weak sales. Is that because of people just rebuilding their homes? And they're, you know, those people maybe would have sold and moved down, but now they're going, no, you know, we're going to stay here. We're going to have a brand new house. You know, what do we care for? It's going to be worth a heck of a lot more money, okay, than it was before. Then you have a lot of people who are you know, wondering just will they stay at their house? And I think people are finally getting to the point where they're going, you know, geez, this is going to be costing us an arm and a leg. And then there's a whole bunch of people that are still in that discovery process. You know, you'd think that they would be, you know, pretty much along their rebuilding track, but they're not. I think a lot of people are still discovering, you know, gosh, you know, I mean, how much is this house going to take to rebuild? You know, what are the steps to do it? I've been talking to a nice couple who own a property up in the Northeast area, and, you know, they keep, you know, every time they turn around, there's another, you know, bill they have to pay. There's another, you know, engineer they got to consult. They got to do this with their soils. You know, they need to have an engineer to come in to tell them what they could do here. Their septic system is old. Do they have to replace? Are they going to replace? I mean, it goes on and on and on. And these are older folks, and they're saying, you know, Mike, the heck with it. We're tired of this. You know, we don't want to do it. I think Keith Woods said all of a sudden you had, you know, 5,200 developers, brand new developers that were created because of the fires. And none of them had done this job before. None of them knew how to do this job. And all of a sudden, boom, you're forced into doing it. And, you know, in Coffee Park, it was a lot easier for a lot of people. You had a lot of the big builders that came in and said, okay, look, here's the plans. Here's what's going to cost you. This is your upgrades. Boom, sign here. We'll get it built for you. All right, that's about as easy as it got. If you're trying to do it alone and have your own contractor and getting your stuff, I've talked to a lot of, you know, agent friends of mine who are doing that, and boy, it's a whole new learning curve, and, you know, it's very competitive out there and, like, square foot costs and that kind of thing. So stay tuned. We will talk next week more about the, you know, we'll have pretty much the final sales for August. We'll chat that up. Plus, we'll chat up the $1 million market. Plus, take your calls. If you wish to talk to me, 322-8503 is my cell, 322-8503. Come out and see me today, 12 to 4 o'clock, 2929 West Creek Lane. The price is $589.5. 2,200 square feet, 4 bedrooms and 3 baths. I'll be out there myself from 2 to 4, but 12 to 2, it'll be Lorna Korak, and she'll be out there and show you the property. We'll see you next Sunday. This has been the Real Estate Hour.
You've been listening to the longest-running real estate talk show in the North Bay, The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Join Mike every Sunday morning at 9 for tips on buying and selling your home. Call in and ask your questions direct. Don't forget to check in daily with The Real Estate Hour's official blog at therealestatehourblog.com. Mike Kelly on The Real Estate Hour, Sunday mornings on KSRO and KSRO.com.
The preceding was a paid presentation.
Hello, Sonoma County. I'm Clay Thompson.
I'm Andre Iguodala.
I'm Draymond Green.
Hey, this is Stephen Curry.
Hi, I'm Kevin Durant, and this is where the Warriors won the championship. KSRO Santa Rosa.